Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
We're here for Old School Wilderness Ridge, 27th-ish and Yankee Hill here in Lincoln. I'm Austin Norman. If you wouldn't mind, we'll follow on Twitter. Be nice if you're on the formerly the Bird site at Austin_Orman. Some personal stuff, lots of sports stuff, usually trying to get a joke off. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Or you can just be a part of the show, 402-464-5685, by texting into our Sartor Heman Jewelers text line. Don't forget, we are also on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. So you can drop a comment on those platforms, or thank you to Allo as well for giving us Channel 961 on their cable package. Big Bang Hank, get some H2O, buddy. Thank you. I appreciate it, Hank. I am trying my darndest. I promise you I am. I've been hydrating all day. Anyone who's been on air with me can attest to that. Finished a couple liters of water throughout the day. Been a lot on air in a great way. There's been a lot to talk about. Of course, Bach just got back, so I was in on the captain there for a week and a half or so. So it's been busy times. My voice is fighting through it. I'm trying to hold on. So my apologies for the coughs and the sputters. But bear with me. Please bear with me. I'm doing the best I can here. Speaking about doing the best he can, Jack Caglione, Cubsker, brings this up on our Sartor Heman Jewelers text line. Lots of homers by the Royals, just none by Cags. Definitely intriguing, but at least there's a little production there. I had this pulled up before. I got to go to StatCast, Jack Caglione once again. I know it's Caglione, but it's spelled like Caglione. Jack Caglione, so far this year, 6 games, 25 plate appearances. He is 6 for 25. Okay, 240 batting average, not great, not terrible. Again, in the first 25 games, it's okay, it's fine. That's, of course, boosted by a 4-hit game that he had yesterday, 3 singles and a double for Cags, which clearly boosted his average quite a bit. The unfortunate part, Cags' on-base percentage is the same as his batting average, 240 and 240. He has yet to take a walk in a Royals uniform, which is not exactly shocking for this franchise, right? I think the last person they had that drew 100 walks in a season was Kevin Seitzer. So for those of you who are Royals fans, that's a name you'll know. Kevin Seitzer, a former hitting coach for the Royals, for the Braves, I think, when they won the World Series. And now I believe he's an assistant or an advisor of some sort with the Seattle Mariners. And, of course, the M's are notable for what Cal Raleigh is doing, on pace for like 66 home runs right now as a catcher, essentially being his primary position. But back to Cags. Through 6 games, he's putting up an OPS of 560. And you're looking at, for a regular everyday player, 700. It's kind of the bottom of the barrel for what you want to be scraping. But what has everyone so excited about Jack Caglione is the exit velocities, right? Even though the results aren't there yet, he's been hitting the ball hard. It's been good contact off the bat. So then if you look at his expected numbers, okay, so his expected on base percentage is 377. Right now it's just 240. So there's a 140-ish point difference there between what he is doing and what, based off of his swings and batted ball data, would tell you it would be. His batting average is 100 points lower at 240 than his 343 expected. His expecting slugging percentage of 542, that's 220 points higher than what he's actually doing right now. And there's a really interesting thread on Twitter by a guy I know I've shouted out on this program and certainly on the Baseball Corner before, Sean Newkirk, who's a Royals fan, does some stats and sabermetric stuff on the side. With the batted ball data, he's saying, yes, he's hitting the ball hard. That is Jack Caglione, but it's not just that he's unlucky necessarily. So, yes, he is underperforming, right, his expected on-base batting average and slugging by a pretty significant margin compared to the rest of the people who are hitting the baseball like he is. But there's a reason for that. And one of the reasons is that Cags' spray chart has him hitting the ball, you know, pretty much everywhere, whereas the most, you know, impactful place to hit the ball is in the air to the pole side. And that's what he hasn't been doing. He's had quite a few balls that he's hit pretty much straight up the middle. He's laced up the middle. His hits were there. And on the one hand, that's great. That's really good. It means he's on the pitches. He's not getting fooled. His timing is there. It's where it's supposed to be. And he likes sending a ball right back up the box. That was his, I think, his second, third, and fourth hits yesterday were all back up the middle. It was a double off of a lefty against lefty matchup fastball to the right center field gap, which is a good sign. You also had Jack Caglione for his fourth single just send it right back up the box. Nice, easy swing on a line drive. Excuse me, the pitcher kind of bent out of the way of to avoid getting hit. So being on the ball, squaring it up, and sending it right back through the box to center field, on the one hand, is a good thing. But for a power hitter like Jack Caglione, that's a guy that you kind of want to be a little bit pull-oriented, right? Because that way, you know, the fences are closer. There's a lot of balls that will have, you know, good expected batting averages and whatnot. But Sean Newkirk points out a couple of swings from one of the Royals' losses in the series to the White Sox. Was Caglione hit a ball with an expected batting average of 6.06, an on-base expectancy of 1.223, and a slugging percentage of 2.374, which tells you more often than not, that's going for a double at the very least, if not a home run. Problem was, even in not the biggest park, Caglione hit it to center field. If he gets around on it and pulls it,
tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. And they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary. Based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride, prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
It's a home run with the way he hit it. But he was right on it timing-wise instead of a little early on it, and it ends up as a routine fly out to center with Luis Robert. Another example that he points out that I think is probably more instructive is what Newkirk points out is Caglione's third hardest hit ball so far. An expected batting average of .423. That's pretty good. And a lot of people on Twitter, after just seeing the play, said, oh, I mean, he hit it to Nolan Arenado. He got robbed. That's a platinum glover over there. But when you look at the 112-mile-per-hour exit velocity off the bat, number one, it was right at Arenado, who was shifted over a little bit. But it was also on the ground. And what Jack Caglione has done through his first six major league games is pound the ball into the ground almost Eric Hosmer style, right? You think about, you know, Haas being the last super ballyhooed Royals first base prospect. Vinny Pasquantino got some late hype after he had as many, I think, homers and walks as strikeouts in the minor leagues for a little bit. But Vinny Pasquantino was never as hyped up as Eric Hosmer was back in the late 2000s, early 2010s. But Eric Hosmer became renowned for just spiking the ball into the ground. He would hit it really hard off the bat, but it would go straight into the ground and result in a lot of groundouts for a guy that probably should have, given his frame, possessed more power and hit for more home runs than he actually did. And that's the draw with Jack Caglione, is his power, the ability for him to impact a game and change a game with one swing. It's really hard to do that when you hit the ball on the ground. Right now, again, through just six games, Jack Caglione's ground ball rate is 52.4%. Some of that will come with time, right? A guy with a little bit of a natural uppercut swing, not crazy, given his contact profile, excuse me, but Jack Caglione is hitting the ball on the ground far too much. Once he understands and figures out major league pitching and how not just to make contact with it, but to get underneath it and lift it a little bit, Jack Caglione's going to take off. The fact that he's kept his head above water, is hitting .240 through his first six games, is not nothing, right, for his first taste of major league pitching. On the low, the White Sox have one of the better staffs in MLB. At least they started the year off this way. The guys they faced against the Cardinals weren't half bad either. Shout out John and Cortland, one of our resident Cardinals fans, on the text line. But, of course, the fun test is going to come starting tomorrow. You'll hear it right here on 93.7, the ticket for the next 3 days. Jack Caglione's home debut series comes against the New York Yankees. And that's really interesting. I think we get a Noah Cameron versus Max Fried tomorrow to start it off. And I would expect Caglione to be in the lineup, even though it's against a lefty, because Max Fried's numbers, he has reverse platoon splits, which normally you would expect an opposite-handed batter to have success against an opposite-handed pitcher. So a righty hitter would have better numbers against a lefty pitcher, and a lefty hitter would have better numbers against a righty pitcher, for example. But Max Fried's splits this year so far, lefties have had more success than righties. So I'd expect Caglione to be in the lineup there. But some of those numbers from Sean Newkirk, when you look at guys that have the average exit velocities that Jack Caglione has been putting up and similar-ish launch angles, you're in really good company for Jack Caglione for the type of swing that you're taking and how you're hitting the ball. Here are the names without the numbers. O'Neill Cruz, Aaron Judge, James Wood, Shohei Ohtani, Ronald Acuna Jr., Pete Alonso, Vladdy Jr., Yandy Diaz, Kyle Schwarber, Matt Olson, Juan Soto, Austin Riley, just some of the names. That is incredible company to be keeping. But again, if you look at that list, their ground ball percentage, not only does Caglione have the second highest ground ball percentage, one of only three of those guys, four of those guys, that's over 50%. Cags is the second highest at 52.4% of his batted balls or ground balls behind only Yandy Diaz. But Caglione's average sprint speed of 25.5 miles per hour, as they give a cursory scroll through this list, that's the third slowest on this list. Not that Caglione is slow by any means, right? He's always going to be a below average runner by virtue of being, you know, 6'5", 250. It's hard to get that frame to move pretty quick. But for a guy that's not going to beat out infield singles very often, if ever, he especially needs to be putting the ball in the air even more to take advantage of the type of swing that he has, right? To take advantage of those exit velocities. So it'll be really interesting to see over the course of the next, hopefully this series and the rest of the homestand, it's the Yankees and the A's for the Royals before they hit the road to go to Texas. Can Caglione start lifting the ball in the air and provide that home run pop that the Royals drafted him for? Of course, you know, Kauffman has a reputation of being a bad park for home runs, which on the one hand is absolutely true. But a guy with Jack Caglione's power should be able to hit it out of Kauffman anyways, right? Mike Trout, Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani have never had issues getting the ball out of Kauffman Stadium. So I think for the average hitter, maybe it's a little tougher, but Jack Caglione is not an average hitter or an average power hitter. At least that's not why the Royals drafted him, right? So the boundaries of Kauffman Stadium should not be that big of an issue for Jack Caglione. I'll be really curious to see how this series against the Yankees goes as he makes his home debut. Got another really fun question here from Cubsker on the text line. Let's go ahead and get ready to step aside and send it to a break. Well, one final segment here from Wilderness Ridge. We'll wrap up old school, put a bow on the day from Wilderness Ridge next on the ticket.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.